Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. I am with you always, and to the end of the age, says the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, and to the end of the age." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is the time that Jesus met the disciples for the last time, and he was sent into heaven. The last word to them is, "Teach all people to observe all that I have commanded you. I am with you always and to the end of the age." First, to observe all that Jesus has commanded us, to follow his will, to follow the spirit of love, mutual love, unconditional love. And then he promised, "I'm with you until the end of the age." Jesus is accompanying each one of us. We are secured. Many times we don't see him because we lack of faith. Jesus is always accompanying us. Whatever we are, wherever we are, he's there. To be missionary is to live the gospel of the Lord in different cultures. It's not important the language, it's important the behavior. Matteo Ricci, when he come to China, he observed the Chinese culture. He practiced it, even dressing like Chinese Mandarin. But most important, that he loved the people he met, loved the culture. So in a sense, he's in union with all people. That's a missionary spirit. They don't bring foreign culture to China, Matteo Ricci. He just helped China to understand better the signs of the West. But they've asked the people to change the philosophy, the mentality. So let us be a faithful disciple of Jesus. First, to be one with the people. Secondly, if true love for all people, if the love of Jesus for each one, that means to say unconditional love, being always the first one to love. And this is our mission. Let's pray for one another. No matter where we are the disciple of Christ. We are sent there. God has his aim for us. So let's pray for one another.